You're listening to the Nowhere in Mulberry Lost Cast, Part 2.
Back on subject, is we have a new Lost.
We do?
Yes. There was a new Lost.
This episode is the Michelle Rodriguez episode.
That's why I didn't watch
this
it.
Is about the tail enders, as they're calling them. The people,
the tail
people in the tail end of the plane. That,
I caught the tail end of the show.
You know, it's like, basically this episode was midichlorians. Stuff we didn't really need to know. But it's okay. It was a decent episode.
I liked it.
It was nice to see Dr. Mike Burton show up on the island from Ed.
Yay, Ed!
Yeah, Dr. Mike shows up.
Missed Ed.
And you see how everyone is, you know, on the island. But, you know, what's sad about these people, they crashed without any supplies like
exactly.
The other people. They were kind of screwed. And what happens is all of a sudden they start disappearing. You know, they're attacked in the night. But Mr. Echo takes out two of them, and they discover these others are just in raggy clothing and stuff. And Michelle Rodriguez takes charge of everything. And
why? Why did they let that happen?
I don't know, but so I don't have to talk about
it. Rodriguez, I got a bad attitude. Follow me.
Tough Latina chick.
Here's a recap of what happened.
The cat!
The
cat!
Ouch!
It's a list.
A list of what?
Of us.
We could have gotten our names from the people they already took.
Nobody knew anybody's names the first night.
Maybe they're watching us.
Hey. Really think it's possible that one of us is... one of them?
Why do you think I'm digging this hole?
I thought it was a bathroom hole, but anyway.
He wasn't on the plane.
What?
We were on the plane for 2 hours. I didn't see him once.
If he really were one of them, why would he still be here?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
Grab the rope!
Ouch! Bye, Dr. Mike.
Nathan's gone.
Anna, what are you going to do?
They found us. It's time to move.
What is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we had the Dharma logo in this one, but a different Dharma logo. Oh, and it said quarantine on the door, too.
How did you find Bernard up in the tree?
Why are you asking me about that, Anna?
You ran out of the jungle 10 minutes after the crash. You weren't wet. You were never even in the ocean. Nathan, did you kill him?
Nathan was not a good person. That's why he wasn't on the list.
Ooh.
Ah! Ooh! Right in the balls! Oh!
We're safe here now.
Let's go. Hello?
Anybody out there?
Repeat your transmission.
Hello! We're survivors of the crash of Oceanic Flight 815. Please copy.
We're the survivors of Flight 815.
It's them. They're trying to draw us out. They're trying to find us.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Anna Lucia, or whatever the hell her name is, who cares? She's, like, all paranoid now, and she's bossing everybody around. Wouldn't you guys have said, all right, lady, chill out a little bit, all right?
How do I know you're not one of them?
Yeah. But anyway, okay, what did we learn from this episode?
Nothing.
They targeted certain people to take.
Yes,
they target good people.
Yeah.
Right.
What does he mean by that?
Tasty.
He said Dr. Mike, which was Nathan, was not a good person. That's why they didn't take him. Now, they did try to take Mr. Echo, but he fought him off and he killed two dudes. So they didn't try to take Michelle Rodriguez. So does that mean she's bad? Or
right. She probably has something she's hiding.
She's not worthy.
How do you know? Did you look at the list yourself and see her name not on there?
I made the list.
Dun, dun. But anyway, next week there's more Michelle Rodriguez on the show, and great.
Do you think she'll become a permanent cast member?
God, I hope not. I really like the show, and they're ruining it.
I,
thank you. She's dead!
There would be cheers all over the world.
And then next week she's like, Saeed, he wants to kill me because I killed his girlfriend. Well, hello, you dumbass. We all want you dead.
Yeah. She was yelling, Walt.
Yeah, didn't you hear it? Walt, that's something the others say. You know, but I
guess I would be the one. Yeah,
the others sneak up on you screaming, Walt.
One thing I read, which I thought was funny, is someone was like, okay, I finally understand Lost. The first season, the people on the side of the island, we know, those are the good actors, and the tail-enders, that's where all the bad actors were. No
Not
offense.
Not tail-enders, it's ass-enders.
The ass-enders. Well, of course, every episode of Lost has... stupid Lost theories! Or just one of them. Alright, guys, this could quite possibly be the greatest Lost theory I've ever heard. This actually isn't the first time people have been on the island. Man, harness my chi.
Take a deep breath.
Let me harness my chi for a second. Okay, here's what it is. Anna Lucia, or Lucia, or whatever. Can they just call her Anna? Come on, writers. Yeah. Okay.
Bad actress.
Michelle Rodriguez has been on the island multiple times. Now, let me explain myself, Steven. Don't give me that quizzical look. She is the Lost champion three times over. This is the fourth time she's been on the island.
You know what? They just ripped that completely off from Battle Royal.
I thought that was Running
Battle
Man.
Battle Royale.
Shut up. No, have any of you seen that Japanese film,
yes.
Battle Royal? Yeah, so that's exactly what that was. They collect the people, ship them to the island, whoever.
And that's why she's so bossy and stuff, because she's been here before and she's used to taking charge, but they're throwing her curveballs because each season it's something different that's happening. And that's why she's so in charge. She's like, okay, Dr. Mike Burton, he's one of them. I'm going to dig a pit. I did that last season. That seemed to work. But, they're throwing her curveballs. And that's why she killed Shannon and stuff. So this is what it is. She's going for another title. And,
She has balls.
This is, could quite possibly be the worst Lost theory I've ever heard.
That doesn't make sense.
You're right, it doesn't. I think it's time we cover a show much like Scientology, and that's Lost. The show, when it's raining on the island, always makes me have to pee during it. I'm like, come on, I gotta go! It's running water through the whole episode!
Saeed!
Saeed's pissed!
He has to pee.
I have to go urinate behind the bushes.
Don't stop me!
Mr. Echo, why are you tackling him? He just said he had to whiz! Yeah, the only thing he wants to do is blow her away.
That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, he wants to do what we all want to do. He wants to kill Anna Lucia. And I swear you, when Mr. Echo tackles him, you hear him say, "Me first!"
Don't move! Nobody
it's
move!
It's not Anna Lucia, it's Anal Lucia.
Yeah, Anal Lucia. Now you hear there, she gives an order, "Nobody move." And basically through this whole episode, all she's doing is bossing people around, acting paranoid, and being mean, And in her flashbacks, she's exactly that same way. Yeah. When you find out she's a cop, the guy hands her a badge, you're back on the force or whatever. How did you just go, yeah, we knew? I mean, we all knew she was a cop. It's the only way the writers could explain what a bitch she is. Let's make her a cop.
What, you think all cops are bitches or something?
No, I'm just saying they have to find a reason...
The reason
for her being so
bossy.
If he won't say it, I will. Coppers are bitches.
No, they had to explain why her character's so bitchy. So they're like, let's make her a cop. That way cops are bossy and they know what they're doing.
I thought
and they order
she suffered
around.
From early menopause.
Hey, that's a sore subject on this show. No.
Wait, I thought that was a sore subject in our news.
Yeah, even the... Okay. That's what I said on our show. Stop down. No, but here's what happened, Steven. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Her mom is the police captain.
Right.
Richard Seduction!
Which is,
Pinkerton.
Rachel Nicotine, I think is her name. She is the captain of the police force, and that's very unrealistic, I think.
And she's also a guard on a plane that flies convicts.
About Con Air.
I thought
no. What she is,
I thought
she was part
of a secret revolution.
On
Mars.
Yeah. Get your ass to Mars. Yeah, but anyway,
what was the guy's name that was in the guy's stomach?
Quato. Okay, basically, what happened is she's hopped up, and she pulls her guns on people a lot, and she's real angry, and she's got to deal with it. And one of the guys from Band of Brothers is her partner, and
I'm telling you, it's because she has driver syndrome.
Oh gosh.
Holy.
Nobody could even comment on that one.
Wow.
Wow, Billy.
So basically, she got shot and stuff, and now she's all mad about it, and it turns out she's pregnant. And this is the only part I did like of the show, and I swear to God, I was gritting my teeth, and I was clenching my fist because she annoys me so much. But when she blows the dude away, I thought that was pretty cool.
That was good.
Yeah, she walked up and did the old...
And did you guys feel the way I do? They keep showing her, and that, you know, she's like, no, don't go to the camp. We got to wait around here. And Mr. Echo's like, screw this, I'm taking Sawyer. And I really like that he was standing up to her.
Yeah.
And when you finally see Jack and Hurley and Kate, I was like, oh, the characters I actually like!
Oh, exactly.
I was like, oh, the characters I like!
And I am so sick and tired of... You know what else was a good moment, though? I'm really sick and tired of the others, or the udders.
Yeah, the udders!
Udders!
Yeah, those damn cows!
It was so funny when he was yelling udders. I love that.
Yeah, the funniest part about that is they're like, what is he saying? He speaks another language. He's udders. Korean.
Udders.
But I was glad to see Rose and Bernard reunited.
And the dog and Michael, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the way they did the music when he's running up to the dog in slow motion, I thought they were going to make out. He's going to just start going to town with the dog.
Dudley Moore and Bo Derek and Ten.
Yeah,
and
I liked when Locke and Mr. Echo meet. It's right then, you know, they... You know, it's like, hey, you're my version of me on the other side of the island.
you're over there.
Of the tailenders.
Oh.
I'm Locke of the tailenders. The ass enders. And I like how this is the first time they really showed just how much firepower they have in that hatch. They got like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Locke was looking...
They got Druganov sniper rifles. They got... AK-47s. They got HK... they got 40 watt... phase plasma rifles.
Phase plasma rifle at 41
I heard they've got 21.1 gigawatt.
Yeah. They've got 10 millimeter explosive tip caseless standard light armor piercing rounds.
Traps.
They've got ST grenades. They just got everything. They can take on the others. Let's see how those others handle getting sprayed in feces with one of those ST grenades.
I don't understand what they're so afraid of if they're just udders. I mean... Cows aren't that big a thing.
Put big rubber gloves on and start milking them, bastards.
Well, this is the thing.
I know what to do. They need to wait till night, sneak up on them when they're asleep, and tip them over.
Yeah. Udders. Mm. Now, here's the thing. Jack wants to go in there guns blazing with machine guns and stuff, and Mr. Echo won't show him where they are until he mentions Anna Lucia. And then he's like, oh, hey, I know that chick.
Yeah, that was the skank I met at the bar.
Yeah. And so then, you know, they show the flashback. And Saeed's like, go ahead and kill me. I've tortured people and stuff. And I've tied people to trees. And I've built sex shacks.
We are both dead inside.
I had sex with her before you shot her. It's like, oh, dude, that's... Well, okay, here's the thing that bothered me about this episode. No one went over to the girl who just got shot. They, like... You know, it's just like she's just laying there decomposing the whole time.
Yeah, what the hell happened with Saeed? You know, one minute he's obsessive about some girl that he loved in Iraq that he lost, and now she's in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden he gets a piece of tail, and he's like, oh, Iraqi girl?
I found the prize.
Who's that?
Hey, this is what I get in my Cracker Jack box.
Game over.
No, but here's the thing. Anna Lucia realizes she's not worth dirt anymore. She's a horrible person. And he gives her the knife and gun and says, go ahead and kill me. And I was very upset that he didn't gut her right there. You know, I wanted, the writers really dropped the ball. He could have just disemboweled her, pulled her intestines out, and, like, built a slingshot with it.
A slingshot.
And then picked up a coconut and shot her in the head with her intestine slingshot. Man, that would have been the best episodic TV ever. But instead he's like, you know, okay, whatever. And then Jack shows up. And then
we're both dead inside.
And then when Jack shows up and he sees her, I was hoping he would pull out a gun and go, just blast her right in the forehead, just like she's a zombie in Resident Evil.
She was evil.
But that didn't happen, and we got to wait till this week to see what else happens. So,
is there a new episode this week?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Let's talk about theories about the island. How about stupid theories?
Stupid lost theories.
What?
Now, this week, I finally found a theory that works. I'll wait for Steven to finish yawning.
Yes, I did too. It involves yawning, and it involves Steven.
Now, here it is.
My theory is Steven is tired.
Yeah. Okay, here is the theory. The island is a space ark carrying the last inhabitants of man. The Whisperers...
Does it have a space kitchen?
Yes, the Whisperers are actually called Wraiths or Shadow Men, and they can bend or tune reality.
Shadow people!
Yes, the island is floating in space, actually, and the island is an...
On repulsor lifts.
It's an island experiment for repopulating their planet, Darmathias.
Darmathias.
Yes.
Interesting.
So the logos and the hatch and stuff, those are just parts of the spaceship.
Yeah,
so,
created by... Dharma Soro subsystems.
Yeah, and so basically what is going on here is every once in a while they'll go in and bend or tune reality by using these needles they stick in your forehead.
And it's these white ghostly men that all starred in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, they got names like Mr. Book. And
Mr.
It's just,
Book?
Yeah, it's... I think this is it. We've
hit
on
Mr. Echo. Mr. Echo is one of them.
Yeah, he is. Only he's in black paint.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, did you have a theory this week?
I think my theory would be it's the ultimate game of 6 degrees of separation with Jack. He's going to know everybody on the plane somehow.
So he knows, like, say, Saeed. He actually knows Saeed's, like, brother's cousin's roommate.
Yes.
I gotcha.
He went to med school with him.
He operated on Saeed's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It turns out Jack has operated on everybody.
A relative of everybody on the plane.
Yeah, and I thought this was an interesting thing brought up by someone, is that Jack is the only doctor they have. Why do they always send him into the jungle to investigate things, you know? Hey, let's put this guy in danger, the only guy who can patch us back up, you know?
Because everyone else is cowards.
Vanessa, you had a lost theory also, didn't you?
Yes, they're in the Bermuda Triangle, man.
All right.
They're stuck.
Even though they're in the South Pacific. Okay.
Don't ruin it.
After that, it's time to talk Lost.
Outrageous.
Now, this week on Lost, it was all about Kate. What Kate did. Like, we've known from season one and this season, kind of, you know, Kate has problems. She's committed some crime. And finally, they explain what happens this season. Basically, she blew up her dad.
Stepfather.
Stepfather, who turned out being her dad.
Yes.
Now, when you guys found this out, were you like, is that it?
Yes. I'm sitting there going, okay, so she's being tracked across the world because she blew up a house and committed insurance fraud.
No. That's not just it. Remember, she assaulted an agent.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who cares?
Felony. You can't assault an agent.
That's not that bad. What I'm saying is they hinted to something that was greater than this, and it wasn't that big a deal.
I thought she was like an international, you know, criminal.
She was carrying the T-virus, you know, in her system or something. The government is trying
to get
a hold of her.
Wesker's
going after
her. Yeah, the avian flu.
She's got the bottled water flu.
Yes, and may I point out, on Lost, they all carry bottled water with them.
Dun-dun.
Coincidence? I think not. She does get busted by that same agent, but a horse runs in front of the car, and it crashes. Now, this horse later on, this horse turns out to be on the island.
He's a teleporting horse.
Now, what do you guys think the horse represents? One thing I noticed, you know, that gallop is funny that Foggy played, but they show the horse running on the ground, and it makes a clip-clop sound like it's on a brick road or something. Like, did you guys notice that?
Yes. No. Yeah.
But now, what does that horse represent? I mean,
or guilt?
I'm not even going to try and interpret it, because the only thing I know of the black horse is it's the third horse of the apocalypse, which represents death and famine. So
now, see,
people are going to die, or somebody's going to run out of food. I don't know.
Now, it could represent that she is like a wild stallion. She can't be tamed. She's a kindred spirit with a wild beast.
What's that movie
beautiful yet dangerous? More interesting on this episode is Locke and Mr. Echo and Michael. Now, he shows them the initiation film. And all of a sudden you see Echo sitting there like something's weird. And
I thought he had a bad hemorrhoid.
He says, I have something to show you. And then he basically tells him the entire story of the Bible before he gives him the film.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, dude, can you go, hey, here's some film. But it's like, many years ago. And
Locke's comment was good. Go ahead.
Well, he says, he goes, start from the beginning. And he starts with starts talking about the Bible. He goes, whoa, you really start at the beginning.
Yeah.
And he gives them the film, and this is them watching the film.
Hey, Locke, what's up with the blast doors?
Blast doors?
Like in case of an explosion, they come from the ceiling. And Desmond, he didn't tell you about these, what they're for?
No, but he did leave a movie. You want to see it?
I would like to see it, too.
It's a stag film.
The moment the alarm sounds, you will have 4 minutes to enter the code into the microcomputer processor. Induction into the program. Do not attempt to use the computer for anything. Congratulations, and good luck.
What about all the missing pieces?
It's just a frame here and there, I think. Nothing important. What do you think?
I have something I think you should see. I believe
Let me whip this thing out.
Would be of great Zip. Value to you.
Do not attempt to use a computer for anything else other than the entering of the code. This is its only function. The isolation that attends the duties associated with Station 3 may tempt you to try and utilize a computer for communication with the outside world. This is strictly forbidden. Attempting to use a computer in this manner...
Do not use MSN Messenger.
Here, you've got mail!
And this part was good. He starts talking and says hello.
Do not try to dial up to AOL. There is no phone line.
Yeah. He gets the blue screen of death. No!
Shall we play a game?
Yeah,
damn you, Mulberry Bill!
Yeah, it's the whopper on the other end. Basically, you know what I came to realize at the end of this episode is if you took the last minute of every episode of Lost, you'd have a pretty damn good captivating show. Because the most interesting thing happens in the last minute of every episode. Am I right?
Yeah, and now we have to wait until 2006 to get a new episode.
Yeah, no kidding. We have to wait till freaking January, till 2006 for
a new...
Hey,
you got
to
watch out. Maybe even longer than that if those people keep drinking on Hawaii and getting arrested.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, Steven.
That's no biggie. That's just Cynthia Watrous and Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, we'll get to that later in the show, guys. All right, now it's time for a theory.
A stupid Lost theory.
Now, guys, I have an interesting theory, and the theory is this. Sid and Marty Krofft were the original creators of Lost. Now, if you do not know who Sid and Marty Krofft are, they did a show called Land of the Lost. All right,
they were also big acid takers.
Right, they did such shows as Lidsville and H.R. Puff and stuff. Like, think of all the shows with Land of Lost, combine them. What do you got? You got our show Lost here. Think about it. The Hatch, Remember on Land of the Lost, you had those little things with the control panels with the little rocks you could throw and explode?
The others are slee stacks?
Yes. And they had the little slingshots with sticks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of Holly, you have Kate. Instead of Chaka, you have Sawyer. Am I right? I mean, think about it.
To see who you would pick to be Chaka.
Not the hot one.
Will Hari. No, he's real hairy. He's got lots of growth on his face, you know? Dopey. That's obviously Hurley. I mean, think about it. This show is a remake of Land of the Lost.
Okay.
I'll go along with it.
It's all sorts of different than any other theory.
They were on a routine expedition, and then the greatest earthquake ever known. The incident, Stephen. What are they talking about in the film? An incident happened. The greatest earthquake ever known. It makes a lot of sense. The blast doors and all that. Slee stacks are going to make an appearance pretty soon on the show, and when they do, everyone don't be surprised because I warned you. All right, and I'm waiting for Chaka to show up and give Hurley a run for his money.
I thought you said that.
I thought you said Sawyer was Chaka.
He did represent him, but Chaka will be up to give him props. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Props?
Yeah.
The real cast is actually going to cross over.
Outrageous.
Exactly.
And Judge Judy's going to show up with a lot of applesauce.
Get a life, you know, get a real job.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Much smarter than you are. On your best day, you're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
At least I'm a good father.
Considering the fact that you weren't a great father.
What the hell?
Can't she just leave it at, on your best day, you're not as smart as I am?
Yeah.
Why did she have to go in a circle to, you're not as smart as I am on your worst day?
Hello?
Don't knock Judge Judy. She's cool.
Judge Judy.
Bill, she is the boss applesauce, all right? That's all I got to say about that. Now, Stephen, you have a lost theory. What do you think?
I'm thinking it's going to go back to the Philadelphia experiment that somebody else had talked about. They're dealing with some sort of magnetism, opening wormholes or something crazy.
Right.
Stephen, I tend to agree with the Philadelphia experiment thing. It's got to lead back to that.
Maybe
that's where the island was involved in it or something, because the Dharma logo looks like the Montauk Project, which was affiliated with the Philadelphia Project.
I'm kind of wondering if the others are like doppelgangers of the actual crew that crashed there, but you know it's like a parallel universe,
right? Yeah.
But, like, all the people who died on one side were the good people. The people that survived on the other are bad, so they're trying to steal the good and the bad back together.
Yeah, one thing, I think it could
be
a mix. Yes, it does. What I'm saying is it could be that, but it could also be a few other things, a mixture of things. It's not any simple, easy answer. It's like you've got the island with this incredible kind of magnetic electromagnetic
field. It's the
real
Atlantis.
These people went there to do this experiment, but there's also, you know, this incident that happened isn't just because of their project. It's because of what's there on the island, a mystery that even they didn't know. I think we ought to end this segment very soon.
We can come up with our own stupid lost theory.
Now, let's go on to another show that's been on hiatus for a year, and that's Lost. I've got a super long encapsulated clip of what happened on Lost. Let's check it out.
So you're religious, huh? You should speak to Charlie. He doesn't want to admit he's religious, but he carries around a statue of the Virgin Mary.
Where did he find this?
He said he found it in the jungle.
Where in the jungle?
I don't know.
Where?
Look, what are you... It's just a statue.
Where is Charlie?
We're here. Found it right here, my bella tree.
You're lying.
You asked to see where I found it. This is where I found it. Well done. Have a nice hike.
Take me to the plane.
I was wondering if, you mind if I go instead?
You want my shift?
Help me take my mind off things.
Sure, it's all yours.
You need to get higher.
Wonderful.
Finally, the creature shows up, Steven. Steven didn't see this guy, so he missed something incredible, didn't he?
Yes.
You missed out, Steven.
Damn. They'll replay it.
Hey, Michael.
They announced it'll never be reran.
Damn!
It's destroying a fire.
I've forgotten about Walt. I just want you to know that as soon as we can, we're going to figure out a way to go out and bring him back.
Yeah, we got Michael typing on the instant messenger again.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
We've got Bill.
Thanks.
So, are you a priest or aren't you? Yes.
Now, what happens, Stephen, is it turns out that the plane that crashed on the island last season contained his brother through a series of incredible events. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Incredible events.
And he's with the others.
No, he's dead. Oh. But
he's one of the priests.
Basically, Mr. Echo is going through a time. He's changing. He's no longer a ruthless guy. He's now thinks of himself as a priest. He wants forgiveness.
He's been redeemed.
Right. He wants forgiveness from the Lord. Now that part where the weird smoke creature shows up. Did you guys think that he was telling Charlie to climb in the tree because he knew something was about to happen?
No.
Do you think it was just a coincidence that it showed up while Charlie was in the tree?
Yes.
Now, what do you guys think? Now, Stephen, what it is it smoke, that creature that you hear, the woo and all that stuff, and you hear mechanical sounds, but it's a puff of smoke that comes up to him, and Echo doesn't run or anything. He's not afraid. It just kind of envelops him, and you see these quick flashes, and the flashes are pictures of people in his life. One, you can see his brother.
Oh, the LSD monster.
Yeah, another, you can see like a woman or something. What do you
woman
guys think?
From the village. Then you could see the man that he shot in the head. Then you could see him holding his brother on the plane. There was a couple different ones. It's like the creature, either the creature can read minds or it already knows and it's kind of confronting the person with their past sins.
Well, the sound of the creature reminded me of something, and I'm going to play a clip. You guys tell me if you think this reminds you of something.
Stephen, breathe it!
Either it's Steven on the island or it's a predator. What do you guys think? It is a tropical island.
I think it might be the predator god.
The god of predators. I was ready for... Oh, okay. I didn't realize we were here with royalty.
That's where he's traveling.
I was waiting for the cloud to give him like an old musket or something. But I guess he has to defeat a predator first. Now, I don't know what the hell... When I saw that and it was smoke and everything, I was like, what the hell? You know, a lot of their little mysteries can be explained kind of loosely explained. But this is smoke. Why does it sound mechanical? Why does it have like a lightning inside of it? Why does it show a slideshow of your family? Yes. Now,
nanobots.
Yeah, nanobots. Oh, hot damn! That's what it is.
It's a cloud
of
nanobots.
It's a swarm of nanobots. And you know what? My wife's dad walked in right when that scene was happening. He's like, "Is that marijuana smoke?"
No, he didn't.
He's like, yeah, he's rocking the ganj. That's what they see. Speaking of rocking the ganj, apparently Charlie is hoarding heroin on the island. What the hell's that about? It turns out at the end that Mr. Echo gives him Mary statues, and it, you know, we know it has heroin in it, and he gives it to him, kind of his payment for taking them, because he broke his one earlier. And later it shows him sticking it in a little stash, and he's got, like, what, about 30 of them or something?
I would say maybe 10.
So, basically, he's got a lot of heroin if he
That's
ever needs
great
it.
That's
Charlie's got a bit of a problem. He's a dink.
Didn't you think it was weird that Claire just kicked him out of her life so quick?
Well, I would too. Guy's a heroin addict. He has heroin on him.
But
he
you
lied.
Weren't sure if he's been doing it, though.
He's waiting to find the needle.
Do you guys... Yeah. He's like, all I need is a needle, and I'm fixed. Now, do you guys think that Charlie has been doing drugs this whole time, or do you think he's just waiting to maybe start again?
Maybe it's just a comfort to have it around.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's just he's... Like, he said he was holding the statue close to him, kind of like comfort that he has it in case he decides, hey, I'm going to start doing drugs again.
Hey, I want to OD. I want out of here.
Yeah. Now, with every episode of Lost comes a stupid Lost theory. A stupid Lost theory! What is wrong with Vanessa?
I think she's been on the gong.
Vanessa, do they have a little Mary statue next to you that's been shattered recently?
You said there's usually a stupid lost theory. A stupid lost theory?
Hey, I know what I did. Do you guys think Vanessa's drunk?
Something's going on there.
She's on something.
She's on happy pills. Woo!
Sorry.
No problem, Vanessa. But... You know what? It's okay, because I have, quite simply, probably the greatest Lost theory ever.
Exit! Double quick time! Stage right!
I'm kidding, of course. It's a crappy theory, and that is Michael is down with the sickness. He's actually not chatting with anyone on the computer. It's all in his mind. He has somehow attracted the sickness running around the jungle, and he's going to kill everyone on the island. At least because of the sickness. Well, do you guys think that he's really talking to anyone on that computer?
Sure.
I don't know.
The message just disappeared miraculously when he's typing to Walt and it says, Dad, you need to come. And it just like
it disappears.
Cuts away. No, it cuts away because Jack walks in. And then when Jack kind of looks at the screen, everything's gone. He's just kind of sitting there kind of suspiciously. I think it's all in his head. He's not talking to anyone.
Yeah, there's a good possibility of it.
What's weird also, it showed scenes to next week where they Michael goes nuts and runs off with a gun, apparently, into the woods, and everyone goes to find him, and you see these torches light up, and you hear someone say, "This is our island," or something like that. Which every preview to Lost for the next week is totally out of context and just meant to totally trick you.
They always do that.
But the voice of the guy who says that sounds like the guy who says previously on Lost. You know, it's a voice of some guy who's not even on the show. It sounds like. Have you guys?
Is it the guy that says previously on Lost? That it's either Ken Olin or the guy that used to be on Wings.
Oh, Tim Daly.
Tim Daly.
It's possible. Now, I know that's a really bad, stupid Lost theory, but, you know,
It's actually not that bad. Maybe he's delusional. Maybe he's going loopy from Walt not being around.
Now, if he has contracted the sickness or the illness, when did he get it? Do you think it's when he was off in the jungle by himself before...
On the other side of the island.
Yeah, before Jin and Echo found him. Because he was by himself for a while, and they didn't show him. And
there's a good chance of it. Nobody knows how it's... spread.
Yeah.
And another thing is Mr. Echo, when he came in contact with the cloud, him and Locke are the only two guys who've come in contact with it and haven't been afraid of it.
Yeah.
So what's that about? They're kind of flip sides of the same coin, I've said before, just to sound kind of cool, but they are very similar where they're men
of faith.
I think
they've seen and experienced enough in their lives to be able to face it.
Exactly. And that's all we have on the subject until another episode of Lost.
How do you spell that?
Now, Lost is such a convoluted show, I'd rather play a long clip.
John. Can talk about it?
Stay in there.
Hey. Bendu!
What's going on?
Because I'm going after my son... And nobody is going to stop me, okay? Okay, that is my right.
It never occurred to him. Why didn't it occur to him to ask for help?
You're going to shoot me, Michael!
Yeah, it's his right.
What is everybody?
Jack? I'm just going to take these chips. That's all I'm going to take.
Maybe they went out.
Chips. Golden Child.
What did he say?
I got it.
What?
Howdy, boys.
What are you doing, Jack?
We're going after him.
You got a gun for me?
It really annoyed me that Jack wanted to go after
him. Excuse me?
You're not coming.
Someone Jack's an asshole.
Michael! Jack, get out! Michael!
Jack! Jack!
Michael! Michael! Jack!
Michael Jack!
Michael!
Jack Michael!
Sawyer! Michael! Close. Jack!
Mr. Echo!
Locked.
Just find the trail, John.
I've lost the trail.
You don't just lose a trail. You just don't want to find him. Don't turn around on me, John.
You're not going to get him to come back, and you know it.
You know what happens if we just turn around and go back?
We go back and live our life.
You're exactly right, Jack.
Whoa, like what the hell? Who's this guy?
Hey, it's the pilot from Con Air.
I'd listen to Mr. Locke. Who are you?
He's a son of a bitch who shot me on the
Chris raft. Kringle.
Why don't you point the gun down? Probably be best if we just keep our hands at our sides, gentlemen.
Or in our pants.
Where's Michael?
Circle jerk.
Did this guy remind you at all of Yukon Cornelius from the Rudolph?
Chris Kringle.
He's the pilot from Con Air.
Jack, your people, my people. So listen carefully.
Everyone's people. Right here. Black people. White people. Chinese people.
Cross that line, we go from misunderstanding to something else.
There's something else. You couldn't think of anything.
Turn around. Go home.
Now.
Bring her out, Alex!
Hey, did you guys notice he said Alex there? That's the name of Rousseau's missing child.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good catch.
I didn't catch it. I read it online. I don't catch anything on the show. I'm too slow. I read it all afterwards.
Jack.
You think they're just people that are taking notes right? during the show?
Ding dong dong ding dong dong ding dong.
Saeed tells me that you're a cop.
I was a cop.
How long do you think it would take to train an army?
2 days.
4 or 5 weeks. I'd have to talk to Robin Hood.
Now, wouldn't you go to Saeed for that information? He worked. I mean, he was in the Iraqi army, right? Or the.
Yeah, but who wants those doofuses?
Yeah. But, okay. In
look
this,
how fast we beat them.
In this episode, it finally showed why Jack broke up with his wife or what happened there. He was.
I thought she had died for some reason.
Yeah, he was trying to fix this Russian dude's spine and help him walk
Italian.
Again.
Italian.
Yeah, no, he's Russian, I think. Who cares?
Russian, Italian.
But anyway, you see that
same
Jack,
thing.
Jack doesn't spend any time at home with his wife, with Carol Vesey.
I would spend every minute of my life with Julie Bowen.
Okay, I had a problem with this episode, and I'll tell you what it is. And it's just like Kate. And Kate did something horrible, and what Kate did, she blew up her stepdad. And
her this, dad.
And this, Jack's wife has fallen out of love with him, and she's with somebody else now. And it's just kind of like, oh.
But that's because Jack doesn't pay any attention to her. He's obsessed with his job.
Right, but
he's,
what I'm saying...
He's got to fix everything.
In past events on the show, they make it seem like it's going to be some kind of cataclysmic event or whatever.
But maybe something happens afterwards, like when she's on her way leaving, she gets in a car accident.
It's possible, but this is the problem I had with this episode. This episode felt like it was done with note cards. We need this, this, and this to happen, and we need this, this, and this to happen. And it was all paint by numbers.
It just,
from
yeah,
point
it just
A to point
strung
B.
along, trying to set up what's going to happen next.
Right. And Lost has been known to do that. There were things that happened in the episode that were interesting, but at the same time, it annoys the crap out of me when they meet this guy who looks like a deranged Santa Claus or Yukon Cornelius.
Light him up!
Who's got, who's by the way, has a horrible paste on beard. I mean, come on, this is a top show
on ABC.
And
like the mud smeared on his face.
Yeah. Okay, they don't ask him anything. Jack's just like, where's Michael? Where's Walt? Hey, blah, blah, blah.
Like, who are you?
Yeah,
what are you doing here?
The guy even says, a great man once said, human beings are blessed with an incredible curiosity. And if you go on the website to the Hanzo Foundation, that's Alvar Hanzo's words that he uses right there. He says that exact same thing. So he's quoting Alvar Hanzo. Locke had seen
the
film.
Can they just
film.
Tell us what the hell's going yeah. on?
Stop stringing this out. Just tell us what's going on, and then you could do a whole show about them, you know, eating sandwiches, and they're right on a boat back home.
Killing
and,
Michelle Rodriguez.
You know, Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, you know what they need to do? They need to take Michelle Rodriguez and Dominic Monaghan out and shoot both of them in the frickin' head. I am so sick and tired of Charlie's storyline.
Right.
He's such a whiny,
how disappointed were you when you saw the scenes next weekend? It's him with his stupid heroin crap.
Yeah, I just, come on. We dealt with that last season. We don't want it again.
We don't care. He can do heroin. Please let him OD.
Yeah, let him OD so he can leave.
We don't care. All we care about, you know, I used to say the show's about the flashbacks. The flashbacks, except for the Echo episode, have sucked this season. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm also getting a little irritated with the fact that none of them ever change.
And none of them talk to each other.
Yeah, no beards grow, no weight's lost.
Well, did Charlie and Echo even go, hey, by the way, we met up with the smoke monster last week? No.
Yeah,
Let's just not mention that.
That's not information that people need to know.
No one shared anything.
People need to know, fear the monster. It's not a monster. It's a cloud of smoke that reads your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it better get better really fast. Because
it's suffering from the sophomore slump, for sure.
Definitely. On that note, before we talk about the entire show, let's play a long clip that pretty much tells everybody everything.
Sawyer, when you were over there across the island, how well did you get to know those tailies?
Well enough, why?
That Libby chick seems pretty cool.
Whoa, you got a little love connection brewing over there, Jabba?
Jabba.
No, just asking.
Make a fat joke.
I'm coming, Aaron! It's okay!
Mom.
This is Charlie's stupid dream.
Claire?
He's in danger. You have to save him.
Hey, let's beat the audience over the head with symbolism.
You have to save the baby.
Look at
that. You have to save the baby.
Save the baby.
What does Charlie need to do, you guys?
Why does he dream with British accents?
What are you doing, man?
Help! Somebody help me!
It's okay! We're over here!
I just dream.
What are your dreams about?
What? Variations of Aaron being in mortal peril. There's the flying dove and Claire and my mom dressed as angels telling me I need to save the baby.
Have you ever considered that these dreams mean something?
Yeah.
We have to baptize Aaron.
What?
We can do this. Echo's a priest. We can do this.
It's time
it.
To go.
No, wait, I'm not finished.
It's time.
No.
Let me drop kick him in the
Aaron.
Ocean.
Okay, turn around.
I'm not qualified at all, but I'll baptize this
baby. Yeah.
Thanks.
Come on, I'm a hobbit in the Shire. We're all licensed.
I'm disappointed in you, Charlie. You got the wrong idea, man.
You said you destroyed them all, and yet here they are. How is that the wrong idea?
This was one of the most annoying scenes.
I came out
here
to finish the job. I'm going to get rid of these right now.
Yeah, that's very convenient now that I found them.
I would have said, dude, it's none of your goddamn business. Go away, you know.
Fuck, bite my ass. I'm a
she sees then, I'm done. She'll never trust me again, and she has to, John. It's about the baby. All right?
I'm going to give heroin to the baby, John. It's a good idea.
That'll save it.
A dream told me to do it.
Start doing the heroin again and get off.
And this was I know, I'll start a fire to distract everyone. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, threaten everyone else's life to save a baby.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what I have to do.
Kill my baby!
I'm going to drown him.
Please.
Give me the baby.
My head. I'm not going to hurt him.
You're hurting me, Charlie.
Oh, you're hurting me, Charlie. Oh, shut
up.
British
too?
Who cares? Do you really care? I don't care. And then Locke beats the crap out of Charlie. Yeah, okay, this episode, I'll tell you right now, this show is kind of annoying me, all right? Because
nuts.
The characters do not act like real people. I know it's a TV show, but let me explain. They all act like, they just react instantly to one little thing. He's like, maybe your dreams mean something. Eventually, maybe you'll have to save the baby. Not now. Sit and think about it. But he's like, well, I gotta go start a fire and dump the baby in the ocean and give him a, you know, just like, who would behave like this? Okay, this is what Lost feels like to me. When Saeed shows up, it doesn't feel like he's been living there with them. It feels like the actor came on call for the day to film his one scene on this episode. Yeah. When, oh, look, there's Jack in this episode. He just drove up in his Ford Wrangler for an hour to film his scene, and then he'll be going off to the hotel.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, does it feel like everyone's doing cameos? I don't get the illusion that they're all living on an island anymore.
Not anymore, no.
It's getting really, really sloppy and really... I mean, there are people... I called them Lost apologists after every episode. Well, that was a pretty damn good episode. It answered a lot of questions. It didn't answer a damn thing. They show Charlie's flashback. And once again, him and his brother, all right? They're recording a commercial in diapers, but yeah, his brother's a pain in the ass, and he just wanted to be with his brother, his family. You get it? Hey, Lost, you're hitting me over the head with this. Did you guys get that Charlie wants family? He needs family in his life, and his brother rejected him, pretty much shit on him?
No, why would I ever get that? It was
because this is the second episode where they've told us that. And his dreams, let's get to his dreams. Okay, there's such a thing as like a dream or vision or whatever that we've seen. This was the most ridiculous thing. You know, first the baby's floating in the water. I guess he's like baby Moses and he saves him.
First wasn't he in the piano crying?
Yeah, right, he's in the piano. The symbolism was ridiculous, all right? And the Echo character, come on, dude, give me a break, you know?
So the piano with the baby inside was like his brother selling his piano. That's part of his family.
Symbolic, I guess.
It's all being symbolic.
And it's like, the island is testing Charlie. I don't care. And I'll sum it up like this. At the very end, they show a scene to next week. Son gets kidnapped. And my wife said, who do you think takes Son? And I just looked at her and I said, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't give a shit if an atom bomb hits the island. Who cares?
He's got to find another show to watch.
Yeah,
and the leader already say, if you don't screw with us, we won't screw with you.
Yeah, so obviously it's something else. And don't, I mean, if you listen to this, you're like, oh man, Jason really hates Lost. I don't hate Lost. I loved season one. There might have been a few episodes where it's like, okay, they kind of just, they're stretching things out.
And everything.
But this season has not been good. There have been a couple of good episodes. I really like the initiation episode or the orientation video one. That was pretty entertaining. And the Echo one wasn't bad. You know, there's been some entertaining ones. But all in all, it's been a very aggravating season. I just feel like the show is not going anywhere. They're going to build... It's going to build up to something. But do you guys like any of the characters that you liked last season anymore?
No.
Jack acts like a friggin' tool.
Like characters anymore. They're caricatures.
Yeah, Sawyer doesn't do anything. He makes little smarmy, he's like, hey, Jabba, you got a little love connection there? And everybody's like, oh, we got our Sawyer fix this week. Yes! All right, then. Punch out, Sawyer. You can go home for the rest of the week. That's your only scene
in
the show.
There's your 10 grand.
Yeah. But it's like...
What's insane is he was the favorite on the show, and they barely show him anymore.
Because... they need to fire Eugene and get some real writers in there is what I'm going to think.
Aw, poor Eugene.
Now, I know we're blowing through this quick, but I got to get to this. And that's this week's Lost. Of course, we start off every Lost segment with a sound clip. Let's check out what happened.
Look who had to relocate to the suburbs. Ain't that just like a woman? She keeps a house, you get the cheap-ass apartment. Man, I thought these people hated me. I gotta hand it to you. Stealing a baby, trying to drown it. Now that's a new low. Even made Locke take a swing at you. Hell, that's like getting Gandhi to beat his kids.
Shouldn't you be more worried about Jack ransacking your tent right now?
What the hell you think you're doing?
You stole these from the hatch.
You stole them from me.
What?
They were in
my stash when I left. I just took back what was mine.
He belonged to all of us, Sawyer. To the group.
Not a stash. Oh, no, seriously, Doc. You don't want to do this. Just give me the pills. We'll forget it ever happened.
Just give him his Vicodin, Jack.
Last chance, Doc.
Heard Jack took your painkillers.
Yeah, well, I guess me and the Doc are on the outs. One less Christmas card I'll have to send this year.
Maybe that'll cheer you up. It's from the hatch. I know you're hard up for new reading material.
Well, as much as I'd like to learn to feather my hair, I lost my damn glasses on the raft.
I thought he did like to feather his hair.
What, you got an appointment or something?
All right.
The hell is it?
To tell if he's a sensitive man.
This ought to be good.
Morning.
Hey, John.
Now there's a sensitive man.
Claire asked him to sleep down here.
Come on. Locke's got himself needs. Just like anyone else.
Locke's got needs.
Not everyone is like you, Sawyer.
I love Sawyer in this episode.
Guess
he was great.
That's why old Jacko and Analulu asked me to join their revolution. What, you didn't hear about their little army?
Nope.
Guess I'm not the only one on
So basically, Anna, Lucia, and Jack have this lame army they're trying to form, but no one wants to join it.
Would you blame them?
And so then all of a sudden, Sun gets kidnapped, and naturally, Sawyer comes up with this idea, and I think it too is that Anna, Lucia did this to kind of make people like, oh God, we're not safe. Let's start an army. Let's join this army. You get played the whole episode. And let me just say this, that, you know, I've been real hard on Lost the last 3-4 episodes, I don't know.
With all due reason.
Yes. You know, some people are like, no, Jason, you gotta watch, like, the DVD set, you gotta watch them all back to back. It's like, no. They haven't been very good episodes. This week was an awesome episode. I think this is the best episode of the season. I hope you got to see it, Steven, did you?
Yes, I did.
This is why I liked it, because the episode fooled me. I thought I knew exactly where it was going, and then boom, switches around on you. This whole episode's about Sawyer and how he was a con man back in the real world. And it shows that, I mean, they said it twice in the show, a tiger can't change his stripes. And that's exactly it. He's a con man, and that's what happens. Basically what happens is Charlie and him screw over Jack and Locke and make them look like idiots, and they get all the guns out of the hatch. They trick Locke into taking all the guns out. They think that Jack and Anna Lucia are going to come and get them. They're going to tear the door down. They need these guns to go after whoever went after Sun. But it turns out at the very end, it was Charlie and Sawyer. And I love
what?
And I love when Sawyer says, there's a new sheriff in town. And he's got like his little AK-47. And he even says, hey, you could kill me if you want, but you're never going to find the damn guns.
Exactly. Well, does Charlie know where they are, or no?
I don't know. I know that they show at the end, they show Sawyer giving him the Virgin Mary statues. He says he doesn't want them, but I don't know if the guns are in the same spot.
I don't think so. I think probably Charlie told him where Locke hid the guns, and he went and got them and moved them. That's probably what happened.
I don't think he would have told Sawyer. Charlie was following Locke the whole time because Locke was so frantic trying to hide the guns that he didn't realize that somebody was following him.
Right.
And let's face it, Charlie has become kind of spooky, how he has his Nazgul-like hood up all the time now, showing he's evil. Look, I have my hoodie up. I'm evil.
I am gangsta.
But I love he says, I just wanted Locke to look like a fool. And that's exactly what he did. He made them all look like fools. There is kind of a neat part at the end where there's a little subplot with Hurley and Saeed. You know, they drove up together in a Ford pickup for their, on the set this week. And he fixed this little shortwave walkie-talkie, and he picks up, like, a classical station. But what I think was funny is that at first you hear, he's like, whoa, what is that? And he goes, it's just Rousseau's signal, and he keeps going past it. It's like, nothing even, that was last season. But he finds this old, doesn't it sound like some 40s-era radio
or
something?
Yeah, it's Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
Are they back in time? Are they in some pocket of
time?
Yeah,
they made a joke about it. He's like, I don't think so, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I love. It's almost like, you know, they read message boards and they go, oh man, look at this theory. And then they decide, hey, let's mention that in the show to kind of discount it, you know.
Well, because when they said that, I was like, oh, please don't say they're going to be like went back in time or something. Yeah,
it's like the Final Countdown, that Kirk Douglas movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like there's so many theories, you know, like the first ones you could hear are the ones we've been beaten to death with, like, oh, I know what it is. They're all dead. They're in purgatory or something. Oh, no, I know what it is. Their fears are manifested on the island. Like, I would hope that they would sit around a table and come up, okay, what are all the obvious answers? Okay, let's throw those out because that's not what it is. But let's tease the audience. And, you know, when they're teasing us like that playfully, I like it. But it's episodes like the last couple where it just seems unimaginative. That's when it bothers me.
Right. Well, it felt like it wasn't going anywhere. It felt like, okay, we kind of stopped the regular, the big overall plot, and we're going to stop right there and just do these little stories. And that's where it got kind of irritating to me.
Next week looks pretty interesting. It looks like the clock runs to zero.
Yeah.
In the hatch or something. But you never know. They always tease us on the previews. Like, didn't you think all week, oh, my God, Sun's getting kidnapped? But she wasn't. She was fine, like, seconds later.
Yeah.
She just bonked her head.
And within the first 10 minutes, it was done.
Yeah. So don't let them fool us. The counter's not going to run to zero. I'm going to say right now that it's probably a flashback or somebody's dreaming. But, you know, we'll see. If it does run to zero, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Exactly. Finally, it's one to look forward to.
That's right. I can't wait to get to it.
And there you go. That was the end of the Mulberry Lost Cast Part 2. Time to pop in 3. Let's keep it going, folks.